Aviation. Travelers want cinemas, sleeping pods, and libraries. An international survey has revealed 10 complementary features that travelers want to see at a dream airport, with a cinema, sleeping pods, and a library at the top of the list. About 49% of more than 10,000 travelers interviewed in 25 countries, excluding Thailand, by travel search site Skyscanner nominated cinemas like those at Singapore Changi Airport. Shuteye also scored highly, with 36% of the respondents voting for sleeping pods, which Abu Dhabi International Airport unveiled in May. At about 375 baht per hour, sleeping pods provide an affordable alternative to a hotel room. Voted in third place by 32% of respondents in the May poll was a library that allows travelers to borrow their holiday reading, showing that the traditional paperback is still a popular choice for travelers despite the rise of e-books. Outdoor space is also a highly desired feature, with a park the fourth most wanted feature, and a man-made beach in ninth spot. Some more unlikely choices include karaoke, 5% of travelers wanting their 15 minutes of fame at the airport, while a gym was chosen by 15%. While males and females were in agreement over their top choice of an airport cinema, there was greater gender discrepancy with other features. About 45% of women wanted a vanity area offering free cosmetics and hairstyling products, compared with just 14% of men, while 12% of women wanted a personal shopper, compared with 8% of men. Men, on the other hand, appeared to want more active entertainment, with a swimming pool the fifth most wanted feature. About 14% voted for bicycles to get around the airport, compared with 9% of females. And 8% of the men wanted a golf swing practice area, compared with just 3% of women. Grace Popaba Arirat, Skyscanner's market development manager for Thailand, advocated these facilities be incorporated at Bangkok's Suvarnabhumi Airport. With more than 50 million passengers passing through Suvarnabhumi every year, these amazing facilities would be very popular additions and much in demand, she said. However, Suvarnabhumi General Manager Rawiwan Netragavesna said many of the features advocated in the survey are not in the pipeline, while some are in existence but are not free. Mrs. Rawiwan cited the day rooms with built-in toilet in the international departure area with a minimal charge. There was a plan for a cinema as part of an entertainment complex outside the passenger terminal, but with an admission fee, she said, though there is no immediate plan to revive the proposal. Suvarnabhumi is not keen on building a complimentary pool, gym, or library, Mrs. Rawiwan said.